We have a fairly young group. What the group it really does for me and for Laura, it really allows us to stop midweek and put club soccer and homework and work and everything that's going on during our week. It allows us to stop and study God's word and have fellowship with other families. For me, it's a chance to really be honest with other Christians about where I'm failing, where I feel weak, things that I'm still struggling with. For a guy, it's really one of the only places I find that I can do that. So a lot of the guys in the group have come to this group with the goal of being vulnerable, with the goal of being really honest, and I feed off of that. So that's been fabulous. I also think it's been a place where folks in the group can come with questions. It's a place where they can be real and admit what they do understand, what they don't understand, what seems to be confusing. And so it's a really safe place for that. And I mean, we had meetings last year where we had four people there, and we always encourage spouses to show up even if the other spouse couldn't make it. There were some nights where there were three or four of us, and it just felt like those were the three or four people that were supposed to be there that Thursday night. And there were nights where we had 12, and everybody had something to contribute. And it's just been a fabulous part of our life. I'm glad that our kids are growing up, seeing us hosting a small group and seeing us carve this time out of our week as a couple to do this. It's an absolute blessing.
Our group right now consists of married couples, but that is not exclusively what we have as our clientele. Anyone is welcome. In fact, we don't really want like the homogenous, just keeping it same across the board. We would welcome anyone. Where we live is in Thousand Oaks, but we do have some of the people that come are from Oak Park, Agora. That's the night that works for them, and also that's just the connection that they've made with us, and so they choose to make that drive. We are there every Thursday. We start at 7, and we try to really wrap up at 9 o'clock. And we will be studying Thriving Families series right now. We've done books of the Bible in the past. We have snacks. We have good coffee. We have a worship leader from another church who is part of the group, and she leads us in really awesome worship for us to get started. So we have a great time, and we have been very blessed by it. And please feel free to ask us questions and get involved. Thanks.